Today's number 17. We can now tell you that the job market in America for all of 2017 was the strongest in 17 years. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The big jobs report for the month is now out, showing 148,000 more people drawing paychecks in December compared to November. That's moderately strong, although lower than forecast. A parallel survey has the unemployment rate holding steady at 4.1%. Jay Bryson is managing director and global economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
We're down to, you know, let's call it 4.1%, and lowest in 17 years. I mean, that's pretty darn good. Now, you know, maybe that understates some of the unemployment issues that are out there and the fact that people have, you know, dropped out of the labor force and whatnot. But still, by almost any, you know, stretch of how you can characterize this, it's, you know, still a pretty low unemployment rate.
Tell you, many people worried about the retail sector. I mean, there's a prediction that we were reporting on earlier this week that 12,000 bricks and mortar retail stores will close this year. And then you see how weak payrolls were for retail jobs this last month.
They've been weak, or at least, and certainly in December it was quite weak. Now, there's always some issues, you know, kind of seasonally adjusting that because it can be somewhat of a volatile sort of number. But certainly, it is consistent with other sorts of stories that we've heard about the retail sector, with just some weakness there. And I would, quite frankly, you know, I would expect that to continue as we go forward, as more and more stuff gets shifted onto the internet.
Now, when you take a look at wages, I was just looking at the full year now that we have December in. Wages went up 2.5% in 2017. That's certainly welcome if you're drawing a paycheck. How would you characterize that? It's not blockbuster growth.
No, and it's frankly a little weak. I mean, at 2.5%, you know, in the last sort of cycles, we were looking at average hourly growth in terms of about 4% or so. Now, that said, you know, the inflation rate is lower today than what it would have been, you know, in the last cycle, and so in real terms, it's still, you know, halfway sorts of decent sorts of numbers. But it's really, frankly, one of the areas of lack of maybe understanding exactly what's going on there in the labor market, is that the wage growth, even with the unemployment rate at only 4%, still remains, you know, relatively low at this point. I mean, we do expect the wage growth will accelerate, you know, if the unemployment rate continues to come down, but we're just going to have to wait and see that in further months.
It was so interesting. A buddy of mine tweeted a photo of a job listing for a high-end wine store, and they're looking for a wine clerk, and it said you didn't need to know hardly anything about wine. That was what the qualification was. We'll take anybody with a pulse.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel, aren't we?
Yeah, I know. It was a great example of where we may be. Jay Bryson at Wells Fargo Securities. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
The Trump administration has a proposal to give leases for offshore oil and gas exploration in a lot of places where it's banned now. Let's go over to Marketplace's sustainability reporter. His name is Scott.
Good morning, David.
What are we talking about here? How much of the water off America's coastline does the administration propose to open up for drilling?
They're talking about 90% of the water surrounding the United States. So this is water surrounding Alaska, Oregon, Florida, Massachusetts, Northern California, Central California. So these are some places where there has not been leasing or drilling for decades.
Clearly opportunity here for some, but do we need a reminder of some risks?
In 1969, there was a big spill off of Santa Barbara in California that kind of started off a lot of the modern environmental movement. Much more recently, of course, there was the BP oil spill, and some of the hardware that failed then, the so-called blowout preventer, led to a bunch of new safety rules that were put in place for offshore drilling. The Trump administration also wants to roll back some of those rules, and a lot of states, governors, and senators along the coastal areas are already in opposition to this.
Now, timing is a lot, if not everything, in the energy business. And you wonder if this would be a boon given oil and natural gas markets these days.
This gets into the question of, will global demand peak? And if so, when is that going to happen? The people, including some oil companies who think demand in the world is going to peak, say, you know, this could happen as early as 10 or 15 years if electric vehicle technology improves, if the carbon emission rules are sufficiently strict on global demand. And if that happens, then the question is, well, how much are oil companies and the rest of us really going to demand this oil? The other side of that debate says demand is going to be very healthy, and so companies are really going to need more areas to drill because, you know, that goes into the stock price. This is the information investors want, is how many reserves do you have?
All right, Marketplace's sustainability reporter Scott Tong, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's news today that more electric and hybrid cars were registered in Norway in 2017 than regular gas and diesel vehicles. The Norwegians, who do produce a lot of oil from the North Sea, are very proud of this, given that no other country even comes close to this ratio of electric and hybrid cars. Staying with the energy beat, natural gas prices spiked yesterday as that winter storm traveled up the East Coast. Marketplace's Mariel Segura, how big of an increase here?
So natural gas prices are measured in what's called British thermal units, or BTUs. And so far this winter, prices have been about $3 per million BTUs on average. Then yesterday, at different spots in New York, you saw average prices of $140 per million and $127 per million. And there are a couple things at play here. There's been a cold snap in several parts of the country. That means people are using a lot of fuel. And also, the cold is making it harder to produce natural gas because it's freezing equipment and pipes. So that cuts into supply, also raising prices. But in the long run, the U.S. cranks out more natural gas than any other country. So analysts are saying there's unlikely to be a shortage.
Marketplace's Mariel Segura. After its sharp climb this week, crude oil traded in New York is down 0.7%. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.